Can we do an unboxing experience? Is that what this one is? Is this the most recent?
Yeah, so you're going to get the preview experience.
I'm getting it. All right.
Caitlin and Claire are not going to get, which okay. is great. And when you open your box.
Hey, everyone, you're watching the Lively Charleston podcast. Our goal with the show is to interact with and tell the stories of the amazing people, places, and businesses that make Charleston the best city in the world.
If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube.
And check us out on Instagram and Facebook, where we post content regularly throughout the week. Thanks so much, guys. Hope you enjoy the episode. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Lively Charleston podcast. I am very excited for this episode. We have a very special guest today, my friend and local business entrepreneur. Also, I have nicknamed her the mayor of Mount Pleasant because she knows and is friends with literally everybody, Miss Elizabeth Murphy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Super pumped to have you here. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, right.
And we have less than 30 minutes to do it.
We got this.
So we need to get right into it.
We got this.
I feel like the first thing we need to do is just address the elephant in the room. You are from Ohio.
Arizona. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But Ohio-ish.
Yeah, but we're not really supposed to talk about that here. Remember? It's like a whole Charleston thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
It's like a small detail we just brush right past.
Exactly. So I'm from Arizona. If anyone asks, it's always from Arizona.
That's what you put.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're not worried about the birth certificate. We just care, like, what do you call home?
Nope. Go Buckeyes.
Arizona.
Uh-huh. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, go Buckeyes.
Exactly. The walking cliche here in Charleston. Exactly. Lovely to have you.
Well, thank you so much.
But you have been in Charleston a decade-ish?
Actually, me knowing you is coming up on 10 years in March.
That's so true because we met at our kids' daycare when they were just little babies.
Exactly.
So actually, that's a great way for us to know how long we've known each other. I hadn't put that together.
Yep. Yours was just turned a year and mine was 9 months.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it'll be 10 years. Actually, it was 10 years this last October.
And now they're 10 going on 18. 20.
Exactly. Yeah. Ready to drive cars.
So we're going to talk about, you have a really cool business concept that I am not only a fan of, I'm also a client and
subscriber.
A subscriber. And it's super fun. So we're going to talk about all that, and I want to get into that, and you brought some goodies here, which is going to be a lot of fun to dive into.
Yep.
But I think we need to get to know you a little bit first.
Okay.
I think it's really interesting that when you were growing up, you wanted to be a singer and or a dancer.
Right.
And you were super skilled at both.
Absolutely.
And almost became those things, right?
Absolutely not.
That's not how it
works. I have absolutely no talent in either of those fields. So where my daughter gets it, I have absolutely no idea. But I just think that it would be a really cool thing to be able to, you know, be up on stage and you be T Swift, right?
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing. You get to travel around. You get to do all these things and see the world, right? That would be amazing. I just have no musical talent.
That is a bit of a hurdle to overcome.
Yes.
For that particular childhood dream.
Exactly.
And you tried?
My sixth grade teacher did tell me that I had one of the best voices in the class.
Okay.
I think that's a start. Was just being very kind.
That's a start. So that makes you first out of like, what, 20, 25 people?
Exactly.
Okay. We're on our way here. We're on our way.
Yep. And then that just did not happen ever when you actually like try and like stand up on stage and like everyone's like, what are you doing? Should not be up there. Got the message.
Is this like childhood PTSD sort of memories or is this like karaoke memories?
No, it's just a more like, realization as a child. Like, this is definitely not what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's
not my calling. It's not my path. But it was a lot of fun to try and I had a really great time.
Why not?
Yeah. When I did not get cast as the lead in Annie with my red hair, you would have thought that I would have got the clue.
Heartbreaking.
I know.
That's heartbreaking.
I know. The redhead did not get the lead.
I was pretty pumped, actually. I hope this doesn't sting too bad, but you just reminded me of a story. I did get the lead in my middle school play, and I was super excited about it.
And what was that role?
And I forget. I think I was like a cowboy of sorts, and it was like a Cowboys and Indians sort of thing was the play, and I got to kiss the girl at the end, but, I mean, I think this is like seventh grade. But we didn't actually kiss. We did the thing where, like, and we practiced it. Like, I dipped her, and I put my hand over her mouth, and I kissed my hand instead of kissing. So that actually was not my first kiss.
I was just going to say, that could have been your first kiss.
Could have been on stage in front of all those people.
That would be weird.
Way too nervous. Anyways, I hope that doesn't sting too bad. I'm not trying to rub that
I am so happy for you, and I'm so proud that you actually got to be that lead. Mm. I mean, it. actually makes a lot of sense.
I peaked early, but that's another story.
I'm just super proud of you for doing that.
So it makes a lot of sense then, because you said that one of your idols was Britney Spears. So that now that makes a ton of sense. Mm-hmm. And then Victoria Beckham.
Okay.
Your other idol. Let's talk about this.
Posh Spice. Mm. Okay. Victoria Beckham.
Oh, right.
Yes. So Victoria Beckham, that's her actual name. Okay. It was Victoria Adams. Then she got married to Bex, David Beckham. But she was originally Posh Spice, part of the original five of the Spice Girls, right? She is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
She was the lead, right? She was like the Beyonce of the Spice Girls.
No, she was not. She was like the quiet one in the back. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So she's always like the quiet one, but she's like the fiercest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So Scary Spice was always the one up front. She's like the one with the big hair. She always had like the cheetah print jacket.
Yep,
right.
Okay.
That's Scary Spice. Posh Spice was always wearing black, always had like her 6-inch heels on, super fashionable, always quiet. Okay. But now she's the one with the thriving multi-million-dollar fashion business. Okay. And she has literally taken over fashion. She is just iconic with it. So the Spice Girls are going back with her. Dude, she's got an amazing story.
Wow.
Like her family, her parents, I mean, just their whole life story. And she worked extremely hard to get where she was. And then she worked extremely hard to transition out of entertainment and Spice Girls and everything into creating her own fashion brand. I mean, it helps that she had a lot of money from the Spice Girls, which is great. And then she's married to David Beckham, who is a model and already had connections. But she really did work super hard to create her own vision. And now she does tons of fashion shows in Paris and in mansions in Paris. And
oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
She's amazing. So she's one of my people that I'm just like, okay, what would Bex do? I call her Bex. But like, what would Victoria do? People have like those, what would Jesus do? Nope. What would Victoria do?
Yeah, Victoria Bex.
What would Victoria do?
I love it. I actually watched the documentary. Have you seen that?
Totally.
It's really good.
I love it.
I was pretty indifferent on them, but now I'm a fan of them. I think they're
exactly pretty
endearing.
Exactly. So my brother was a big soccer guy when he was growing up, and one of his best friends, Kyle, he actually played on LA Galaxy with David Beckham. And so that was like kind of a cool experience for him. And they did, you know, all of those things on LA Galaxy, which is fantastic.
That is super cool.
I know. So there's a little connection. I was actually at a game. She was there.
Really?
Virtually high-fived her.
Waved.
Totally. It was
great. She
waved
back?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely, totally saw me.
I love it. Well, you've got some kind of, you know, badass energy about yourself in that some of your recent accomplishments include not only launching your own business, which we're going to talk about, but you also not too long ago had a baby.
I know.
Your third baby.
The final baby.
Mm-hmm.
Final. He's two now.
That's crazy.
He's two.
And so you had, I love here, can I read some of your personal achievements that you were most proud of?
Sure.
Do you mind?
I don't remember what I told you, but sure, let's do it.
So one of them was that you've run multiple marathons, which is pretty badass. You have also now stepped into triathlons.
I have.
Which is amazing. Mr. Mills, the baby we speak of, you had him at 40 years old.
I know.
Which is amazing. And you've obviously launched your business now.
I have.
That's pretty impressive. I think those are some pretty awesome personal achievements.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I actually did my very first triathlon when I was pregnant with Mr. Mills. That was the crazy part. Did it. Found out I was pregnant, was still signed up, and I was like, I'm not letting this stop me.
You're crazy.
So I still did it. So my first ever triathlon, I have a picture of me crossing the finish line with like this big old belly, and I'm like, what's up, guys?
What's up?
And so the next year, he was one, and I was at that very same triathlon. So then I have a side-by-side picture of me with him and then me pregnant with him. So that was really cool.
So is it? It's inevitable now at some point. Is this going to continue to where he's doing the triathlon with you?
I don't know. Molly, my other daughter, my middle child is actually the one doing all the triathlons. So we actually have her signed up for four of them next year already. I'm signed up for only two, and my 8-year-old is literally already signed up for four.
She's fierce.
I know.
I can see her having a little competitive spirit in her.
Yeah. So you actually just made me think of something. My middle child, as you know, is definitely into fashion, but now I'm kind of wondering if she's getting my Victoria Beckham vibes. And now there's like this crazy connection between like triathlon, fashion, Victoria Beckham.
I can see it.
See?
I can see it.
I know. I didn't even make that connection until you said something.
Let's talk about what you're up to now.
Okay.
You're up to something that I think is really neat, this business you've started.
Thanks.
I'm going to let you talk about it. But I know I was one of the early subscribers.
Yes,
you know which number I was?
You were number two.
I was number two.
He was number one.
Oh, well, okay. Of course. And then I was his first customer. I wanted
his
that.
His first customer, yes.
I had to redeem myself on that one.
We're talking about my husband, just in case y'all don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, Steve Murphy, good guy. Great guy. Look him up. But, okay, so let's talk about your business. I was your second subscriber.
Yes, you were.
What's it called? How did it get started? And how did this whole crazy thing come about?
So randomly in 2020, so we're in COVID, right? And I'm on a run. It's Christmas out. I think it might have been right after Thanksgiving, but I was out by myself and I was just in the neighborhood running. And I was like, you know, right now people just, you know, don't want to go anywhere. And we're here. We're stuck at home, you know, but like people just want to like sit on the couch. They just want to watch a movie. They just want to like cuddle up on the couch. Like it's cold. People can't go anywhere. We're still kind of sort of in lockdown in November, you know, whatever. And I remember I came back from the run. I was only supposed to do like a short 3-mile run in my neighborhood. And I ended up running for like an hour because I was just thinking about this idea. And I'm like, we need to put this in a box. We need to like send it out. We can like have subscribers and then you can have a different theme every single month. And then in that run, I kept coming up with all these different themes of like, for December, you can do this. In January, you can do this. And then you can do like the Grammys in March when we have a whole big red carpet event. And I literally just like kept going and going and going. So a 3-mile run turned into a 7-mile run because, you know, it's a thought process when you're working out. But I just came up with this idea when I was on a run. I came back, took a real quick shower, and then I basically just got to work. I literally designed a box and I started putting everything together that night. I actually created a demo probably within a week and sent them out to my friends and family who all got them right around Christmas that year. And I didn't tell anyone I was doing it. I just kind of wanted to set it out. It was like market research, like, hey, what do you guys think about this? And I got great feedback from everyone I sent them to. They were like, this is such a great idea. Like, why haven't I thought about this? Or why hasn't someone done this before? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm glad I did.
And what was in those first boxes?
So it was very simple back in the first box. It was a smaller box than what we have here. But it was just popcorn, two candies, and it was a code for a movie. And then I also put in movie recommendations to watch around the holidays because it was going into December, going into Christmas, Hanukkah, all the things.
Okay.
And so I put in a bunch of recommendations to watch over the holidays with your popcorn, your candy. And I think I put in like a little Christmassy thing like, hey, you know, thank you for being part of our family, you know, and everything here. So I just put like a very simple note. It's probably half the size of this box. And then I just sent that out and everybody just loved it. It was super simple.
Okay. So then you felt like you had some proof of concept there. You had some positive feedback.
I did.
Okay. And then, so what did that evolve into?
So that evolved into a little bit bigger of a box. Well, actually, I kept the same box, but I was actually able to add some more themed items in it. So when I officially launched the first box, which I ended up taking a little bit of time away to kind of get more products and just kind of finalize my idea and everything. I took some time away from it and then I went back to it. But what I added to it was some stuff to kind of enhance your movie night experience. So the first box I ever did was for Shark Week because it's the best time of the year.
That's still my favorite one to this day, by the way, the Shark Week box.
It's pretty good. Well, we'll talk about December in a minute. But I did Shark Week. So I put like a little plush shark in there. Some information about all the different types of sharks. I put in some bingo games where when you're watching Shark Week, if you see something about a certain type of shark, put an X on it, and that's how you get bingo, just by watching Shark Week. So it's got you more interactive and working with the people that are in your house right there on the comfort of your own couch. You have your popcorn, you have your candy, but then I'm giving you something to do while you're watching this show or these movies, okay? And then I got kind of involved into like some headpieces and some decoration like we did for November, for pirates when we had like the pirate hats and everything. So we just kind of evolved to kind of make it more interactive with your family and more of an experience rather than just, I'm just going to sit down and watch a movie with my family. We're going to maybe learn something and we're going to try and just kind of go with that.
That's one of the things I really love about what you're doing is because you're creating, there's just a little bit of kind of that hint of excitement, mm-hmm. right? Because we don't know what's in the box.
I know, and I don't right? tell you.
We've got an idea. We know there'll be a movie in there, but like what else, right? And you're kind of curating an experience.
Right.
right? And so at my house anyways, Claire and Caitlin and I, we will all gather around, and Claire, you know, we'll cut the tape off and we'll open the box, and then we're like, we're all kind of like ravaging in there like a bunch of animals pulling things out, you know, trying to see it first. But then, yeah, we're pulling out something like the bingo, or there's something to do, and it's kind of, it's a fun little thing for us to do. And I didn't have to come up with it. You know, Caitlin, we didn't have to think of it. It's just like something that we do together. And then, you know, we always, the fun part is just going along with the theme. If it's right. Shark Week, we're saying, okay, we're going to watch a shark movie.
Right.
Right. Instead of having to like scroll through and decide for 15 minutes, we're watching a shark movie, and we're going to play this bingo game, and it's going to be fun. Exactly. And we're going to enjoy this experience. And you curated it, which I think is super cool.
Well, and you're exactly the type of, or that example is exactly why I created it, because you're busy. You have kids, you have a fiance, you have a lot of things going on. And most of the time when you come home on a Friday night, or if it's a rainy Friday night, you're like, I just don't know what to do. I don't want to think. And that happens so many times to all parents.
Yep.
Happens to non-parents. But you just don't want to think. And so I kind of want to take that away, and I want to think for you.
Yep.
So let me give you an example of something that you can just do tonight, and you do not have to worry about it. I got you taken care of.
100%. And it reminds me of, like, I think for me personally, it brings me back to an experience. When I was a kid, we had a Friday night theme, and it was every week. And we would go, we got Little Caesar's Pizza,
yes,
which I loved at the time.
Yes.
And we would go to Blockbuster. My dad, for those of you that are under the age of like 30 and don't know what I'm talking about, it's how you used to watch movies.
There is one in Alaska still.
The last remaining one, right?
That's the last remaining one.
Crazy. Tragic. So I still kind of wish, like, I love Blockbuster. Just, same. But it was the experience.
Same.
And so you would go in, and there'd be walls of these movies, and you would just go, and you had to pick up the case and shake it to see if there was one in there, yep, or if they were all gone. Yep. And you could rent it, and you had to return it in 3 days. Otherwise, they like took all your money. But basically, that's the experience. So we would go to Blockbuster and then bring it home, yep, and then we would watch the movie and eat pizza. And like, that was the experience. And it, yep, was so fun. And we did it all the time. And so this kind of recreates that, right? At least for me, I see that as being like part of it's just the experience, right? The fun of like opening it and seeing what's happening and like, what's it going to be? And
exactly. I love it. So with the original, because you're talking about that, the original box actually had a DVD in it. So the box was actually designed in the size of a DVD for the people that weren't streaming, because 2020 kind of made everything stream friendly,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So pre-stream friendly, I actually had DVDs because I was doing Christmas. I was going to do a Christmas movie. So I have I have still probably 20 different copies of DVDs of Christmas Vacation and Polar Express in my house right now. It's insane. But it
collector's
was,
items it, one day.
It's going to be a collector's item. So yeah, that's actually what the size of the box was to fit the DVD, the popcorn, and the candy so that it would fit perfectly in there. And that's actually why I designed the box the size that is. Because you have that experience of, you have that DVD in your hand. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
This is what I'm watching, right? You have that.
And so now we still get, now it's Amazon code, right? For a movie, right? So a little bit different, but we still get something there.
Yeah, you still get that, yeah. And I took that away. I took the DVD part away because everything's streamed now.
People wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Right.
Or have anything to play it on.
I mean, do you have a DVD player?
No, actually.
Exactly.
Unless you have a PlayStation, people probably don't even.
Exactly.
And I think those are all streaming now too. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's not even a thing.
Yeah. So that's why I decided to do the movie code so that you could do that, because no one has a DVD player anymore.
Problem solved. I see you brought one of your boxes here.
Can we
do an unboxing experience?
Opened yours? The one that have you opened it yet?
No, not the latest. I wanted to wait until after our conversation today.
Okay, cool.
Is that what this one is? Is this the most recent?
Yeah, so you're going to get the preview experience Caitlin and Claire are not going to get, which is great. Okay, so this is the November one. So I went with the Movember, so No Shave November, which is all about men's health. It's all about, and it's not just like not shaving, but it's all about men's health. So there's a whole website on here. And when you open your box...
Movie night right there.
I know, it's movie night. So right on top, actually, you have some information to learn more about Movember, which is actually, you know, all about men's health. And then there's the website there. It's kind of small on that one, but you can see it. But you can actually learn more about men's health on there. So I'm actually giving you the link. So you can actually go directly to the website and you can read all about men's health, prostate cancer, everything about taking care of yourself as a man.
All right, okay. So we learned a little something.
Exactly. What are we watching? So here are some recommendations of movies with amazing stashes in them. Amazing stashes.
Captain Hook, obviously. Yep. The Princess Bride, Christmas Vacation. Oh, Dodgeball.
Right. And some of them you wouldn't even think about. You're just kind of like, what?
Anchorman. That's one of the best mustaches in
Ron history. Burgundy.
Wow, that was 2004? I can't believe that was that long ago.
And that's the other thing, too. I try and always put the year that it came out because you're like, oh, yeah, that movie's like new. I'm like, no, actually, it's not. It's like 20 years old.
We're getting up there.
Happy New Year. This is one thing that I always put in, something fun. So can you name every single one of those?
I love it. Ooh, Hulk Hogan's on there. I love this. Some famous mustaches right here. I cannot name all these.
Do you know who the top right corner is?
Top right. Is that Napoleon Dynamite? From Napoleon Dynamite?
From Napoleon Dynamite. Pedro, but you have to know his name. You have to know that it's Pedro.
I wouldn't have known. It would have taken me a second.
Absolutely. And then I also included a mix for sugar cookies to make mustache sugar cookies.
What?
But the reason why I did that is because inside your box, you actually have a cookie cutter to make your mustache cookies.
That is amazing.
Yes. And then so you can decorate them and then you guys can eat them while you're having your cookies or while you're watching your movie. You can do all that too. So that's part of what's included in the box is I'll put some of those things in there.
I love it. That's a big old cookie.
This is a big giant cookie.
I love it.
No,
I love it. All right. I can't wait to go home and open. I'm going to act like I have not seen any of this before.
Don't tell them you did. So in here, I just have some funny stuff, which is great when you're watching your movie.
Will you wear that for the rest of the interview?
No, I'm going to let you wear that. I'll let you do it. Okay. So I'm going to move all this stuff out. So what I also included in this month was I did a beard kit, which I actually consulted with Mr. Jeremy Feldman about this one. We actually had a whole conversation. So in it, you have some beard oil and soap, and then you also have a brush to trim it, clean it.
We got a little beard brush going on.
A little beard comb.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of customized there. And then, of course, some fun stuff. This is for the kids. Maybe not. Maybe it's for the kids. I don't know.
The parents are going to love that.
Exactly. They're going to have too much fun with it.
This is so cool, this little kit.
Then I also have included, and depending on how many kids are in your family, sometimes I'll give you two. It just depends on how many kids are actually in the family. But then I actually put all of these in there. So if you guys want to watch your movies.
Oh, great photo op there.
Exactly. So I actually had a customer, a subscriber. They have a family of five, and I included seven of them in the box. And they all put on a mustache, and they took a photo, and they sent it to me.
Love it.
It's amazing.
And do you have a hashtag, like when people do this?
Hashtag cuddle up cozy.
Cuddle up cozy.
Yeah, there it is. Very simple.
Love it.
And then one of the family members actually put the pirate hat on with his mustache. It was classic.
Can't beat it.
I know. It was amazing. So then in here, I actually have all of your treats. So it's all of your candy. It's your popcorn. It's all the fun stuff. So I just have a little thank you. Sorry, it's loud. Ooh. But inside of it, we have M&Ms, we have popcorn, and we have the most popular item of all. Sour Patch.
The sour. You have to have the Sour Patch Kids. Everybody loves a good Sour Patch
Everyone
Kid.
Everyone loves a good Sour Patch Kid.
I might ask you to leave that here.
Have it.
A donation to the podcast gods.
And the tech team.
All right. Yeah. We're losing the mustache, but this is going back on.
It's going back on later.
It's going back on later.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that unboxing experience. So every month when someone subscribes to Cuddle Up Cozy, every month they can expect to get something like that, but with some sort of a different theme, and you're catering the experience each time.
Exactly, 100%. So we've done pirate. We've done, this was the mustache one. We've done a travel box. That was probably one of my favorites. I know that the Shark Week one was yours, but mine was travel because I actually explored all the different areas of the world and then talked about all the different films that were actually made in different parts of the world. So if you wanted to get like a cool, like, Caribbean vibe, and these are all the different films that you could watch for the Caribbean.
And I feel like a lot of this will pay off if you ever make it on Jeopardy. There will be a random fact in here at some point, and you're going to be like, actually, I do know where that movie was made.
Thank you, Maya Bialik.
500. Yes. Love it.
That's going to be the double, what is that called, double Jeopardy?
Okay, no. So, yes, the double Jeopardy. Yeah, the maximum, you got to wager it all.
Yes.
That's what that the one guy who won like 80 in a row.
Exactly.
That was the secret. Nobody had figured out yet.
Exactly.
And you guys, you have a promo coming up for December, so this is a cool opportunity to try Cuddle Up Cozy, or
absolutely.
What I love, because I'm the worst gift giver, I'm always like, I don't know what to give anybody. This is an amazing gift, because you can just be like, hey, check this out. It's amazing. Cool experience.
Exactly.
Exactly. What's going on there?
So during, I'm actually going to start it in December. I didn't want to do it over Black Friday because so many things are happening over Black Friday. And, you know, I just really kind of want to shine light on what we're actually doing. We are creating an experience. It's not just a discounted item, right? It's actually an experience. We really want your family to come together, be together, and do things together. So actually during the month of December, I'm going to be doing a buy one, give one. So you can buy one for yourself. You can give it away if you want, but you can also add that in to give it to a friend, give it to a colleague, give it as a Christmas gift, give it as a Hanukkah gift, whatever you want to give it to, okay? Or whoever you want to give it to. And so buy one for yourself, try it out, give one to a friend, let them try it out. If you guys want to become a subscriber, awesome, even better. But we do have that one-off opportunity so that you can actually try it and very get the cool experience with it.
Very cool. Absolutely. So buy one, get one.
Buy one, give one.
Give one. Buy one, give one for December only.
Exactly. Beautiful. We're gonna do it for December.
And then so you customize some of these to the customer.
Yes.
How do you, have you already thought through like how many subscribers you'll be able to sustain that for?
Yep. So I have a little small team too of people, but we can probably handle about 100 subscribers before we're actually going to go outsourcing to a warehouse with the customizations of it. So with the customization, the client, the subscriber will choose the type of popcorn and then the different candies. And I offer probably 30 different options for candies that you can select. Fun fact, Jeremy's favorite are pistachios. So he has pistachios in his box every single month.
They're pretty healthy.
Exactly. But then he also has Twizzlers in there. So, but he picks those. And so you have picked those for what's going to work best for your family. If I just threw in a box of Sour Patch Kids, that may or may not go over very well if you don't like sour candies.
I love it.
Or maybe you don't like chocolate, which I know is crazy, but I know there are people out there that don't.
Weirdos.
I know.
Yeah, trust them.
I know. So we're just going to kind of customize that for you guys. And then I offer two different types of popcorn. So we have the Farmer John's. And then I have the Quinn. Both of them are organic, and you cannot get them in stores. And that's one of the major experiences with that as well. It's so much fresher than you would ever be able to expect from, like, Target, Publix, or any type of
And you
popcorn.
Can tell. It actually tastes different.
It does.
It does. It tastes better.
It does. And actually, before I launched everything, I did a taste test with all the different types of popcorn. I bought all – you can ask my family. We had like 17 different types of popcorn, and we tried all of them. And then these were the two that we really, really enjoyed.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So this one, Quinn, is fantastic. This company was actually started by a mom, and her kid had food allergies. And so she had to take out all the stuff from those things. And they actually have a movie night box, but it's just popcorn. It doesn't have any of the other stuff, and it's literally just popcorn. But she also offers a Vermont maple. So that's going to be coming out in the future months.
Super cool.
Box. I know.
Okay. So if anyone wants to learn more about you and or Cuddle Up Cozy and they're interested in maybe being a subscriber, but maybe just kind of see, hey, what's this all about? Where should they go?
CuddleUpCozy.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Cuddle Up Cozy. And then on Instagram, we are at CuddleUp.Cozy.
Cuddle Up. And that's C-U-D-D-L-E.
L-E. U-P-C-O-Z-Y.
Cuddleup.cozy on Instagram.
Cuddleup.cozy on Instagram.
Beautiful. I love it. All right. Last thing we're going to do here. I have some rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready for this?
Totally.
Okay. Let me pull the questions over here so I can look at you. All right. So your only objective is to answer these as fast as you possibly can.
No pressure.
All right. And we are in the movie category.
Oh, gosh. I'm ready.
Feels appropriate. All right. Ready?
Yep.
What is your all-time favorite movie?
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold. All right.
Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson.
Of course it would be Matthew McConaughey. you can only pick one forever. Christmas movies or Halloween movies?
Halloween.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite movie time snack?
Oh, popcorn.
Popcorn. Okay. Quinn popcorn?
Farmer John.
Farmer John. Okay. Favorite childhood movie?
Rainbow Bright and the Star Stealer.
Never heard of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this the Care Bear movie?
No, Rainbow Bright.
That's not a Care Bear?
No. Care Bears are totally different. I'll send. Yep.
I should know this?
Yes.
You're looking at me.
You were
like,
born in the 80s.
Incredulously here.
Yes. No. Rainbow Bright and the Star Stealer. 100%.
If you want to talk to me about the Ninja Turtles, I'm ready to do battle here.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know. Definitely Michelangelo.
I was going to say
that. No question. Yeah. He's a fun one. All right. Last one. You have to kill off forever one of these genres. Which one do you kill off? Romance, comedy, or drama?
Romance.
Kill off the road. No rom-coms?
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of a...
Well, all romance is rom-coms. Exactly.
So you'd kill off rom-coms.
I probably would.
But Matthew McConaughey, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, no, romance. I think romance is one thing. Rom-com is a completely different genre. I would not kill off rom-com. Romance.
Yeah. There's romance
like
movies
like those that love are... stories, like blah, 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 oh, yeah, without the rom-com. Like, I don't want the... I don't
like really the super cheesy.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like that's every Hallmark movie.
Except for on Christmas.
Caitlin's obsessed with
Well, that's Hallmark all that's Christmas on in my movies. House right now because I only have a month of it.
Oh, you bought Hallmark?
Just for a month.
The month. That's what Caitlin did.
Yeah.
I think she's watched like 15 of them, and we're not even into December yet.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. It's crazy. They have a new one every Saturday.
You have been amazing. Thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Thank you.
Y'all, make sure to go check out Elizabeth and Cuddle Up Cozy. Buy one, give one. Awesome, super cool gift idea. So kind of a win-win there.
Thank you.
You've been amazing.
You too.
Hey, y'all, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thanks so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like or follow or subscribe, whatever platform you're on, just hit the button to make sure you don't miss any future episodes.
Yep, and please help us grow the channel by sharing it with someone else who might enjoy it as well. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.